In Perek Mem Aleph, chapter 41, the Alter Rebbe introduces the principle that in Avedas Hashem, even though we had said earlier that Avas Hashem is the motivation, the root and the source of the positive mitzvahs, and Yiras Hashem, fear, is the motivation and the root and source of the loises of the negative mitzvahs, yet it is essential that even in the doing of positive mitzvahs, it is necessary to have an element of Yira as well as Ahava, an element of fear as well as love. Because it's the fear that makes it an Avodah, as Rebbe will explain later. What is this fear, and how does one arrive at it? So the Rebbe says, you contemplate the fact that God leaves the highest worlds and the lowest worlds, and identifies himself only with his people, and on the individual, on himself specifically, and he stands over him to see if he is serving him properly. And with that awareness, he goes ahead and does the mitzvah. He puts on the tefillin, or he puts on the talis. And more specifically, a more specific kavana is that the purpose and the function of the mitzvah of the tefillin is also an element of fear, to devote and dedicate to God his mind and intellectual faculties without sharing it, without allowing any other or any ungodly things. And for today's shiur, the Rebbe explains the specific kavana for the mitzvah of wrapping in the talus. This is on page 586. And in the putting on of the tefillin, he should have in mind what it says in the Zohar, that in the act of putting on the tefillin, on the mind and on the heart, what he's doing is, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, to completely submit and devote the mind and the heart to God. That all the intellect and all the emotion should be only in godliness. What is the kavana of the mitzvah of tzitzis, of talis? L'hamshich olav malchusa yizbarich. To bring to the person an awareness of God's kingdom. Asher hi malchus kol ilamim etc. Liyachado leinu al yedei mitzvah zu. That God's kingdom, the element of royalty, of malchus, should be united and specifically set, singled out for us through this mitzvah. The hu ki inyan same tosim alecha melech. And it's like it says, the commandment in Torah, where it says that you should put upon you a king, set over you a king. Va'azai afim b'cholzeis, le'tipel olav eimov apacha bizgalus libei. And then, when he is aware of God's kingdom, or in the case of the tefillin, he's aware of his devotion, that the mind and the heart should be focused only on godliness, then even if he doesn't reveal in his heart an actual awe, an actual fear, mikol mokei ma'ach hashem mekabel olav malchus shamayim, but since he has accepted on himself the kingdom of heaven, and he is experiencing consciously a fear of God in his mind, in his thought, and in his will, and this acceptance, this submission, is certainly true without any doubt. It is honest. Although one might think that since he can't bring this fear into his heart, he can't arouse an actual fear and an awe in his heart, that which he is thinking about God's kingdom, what he is thinking about his smallness and his insignificance in the presence of God, which is the element of fear, maybe the thought is not a sincere one. So the Rebbe says, it is certainly sincere, it is certainly honest, because it is the nature of every Jewish neshama to have this fear not to rebel against God, which is a minimal fear. There are higher levels of fear. But by nature itself, by the nature of the neshama, the Jew has this fear. Hey, since he has this kavana, and the kavana is true, hey, hatayda shalemit, a mitzvah she'ese machmas kabbalah zu, umachmas hamshochas hayira shebemechei, the mitzvah that he performs, or the tayda that he learns, as a result of this acceptance, and a result of this kavana, nikrois b'shem aveda shlema. So those mitzvahs and the Torah that he studies with this motivation is called a complete and full service. A complete aveda. Kichol aveda fa'eved la'adeinei umalkei. As any service performed by an eved, by a servant, for his master and for his king. There's a different type of fear and a different type of devotion that exists when a child does something for his father. And there's a fear that is natural, that is appropriate in the service of an eved, of a servant to a king or to a master. So the fear that we're talking about, that is the result of taking upon himself the yoke of heaven, in wrapping himself in the talus, and devoting his mind and heart to God in the tefillin. That fear, although it is not an actual emotion felt in the heart, yet it is sufficient to make the mitzvah into the avodah, at least of an eved. As the Rebbe will go on to describe the difference between eved and ben. In the Hayem Yom, for the 13th of Nisan, the Rebbe writes that it's the Hilula Shokveit Kedushas HaTzemach Tzedek. Yud Gimel Nisan is the yahrzeit of the Tzemach Tzedek, who is Nistalik Shnas Tov Reish Chav Vav, who passed away in the year 1866, and it was in Lubavitch, in the city of Lubavitch, V'Shom Mokim Kvedei, and there is where he is buried, in the city of Lubavitch. Misipurei Azmut, from among the stories of my grandfather, of the Rebbe Marash, the Rebbe Marash related that HaTzemach Tzedek Hischil Lichtev Nigle V'dach, the Tzemach Tzedek started writing original dissertations in Nigle, as well as in Chassidus, the Hiyesei Ben Shteim Esrei Shana, when he was 12 years old.